The Japanese animator Hayao Miyazaki has a new film called Howl's Moving Castle. He's best known to American audiences for his award-winning film Spirited Away. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Is Hayao Miyazaki the greatest animator in the world? Other animators bow down before his drafting board, and in Japan, his movies outgross Star Wars. Films like Kiki's Delivery Service, My Neighbor Totoro, Princess Mononoke, and the Academy Award-winning Spirited Away are transporting, as well as profoundly strange. They feature creatures both ordinary and bizarre. They're full of flabbergasting flying machines that carry their industrious young heroines into another realm. And they're set in a nature that's not just alive, but infused with spirits. Miyazaki's latest film, Howl's Moving Castle, is based on a novel by England's prolific fantasy writer Diana Wynne Jones, but the director has made the story his own. The movie is a difficult work, a tough sell, beginning like a fairy tale and evolving into a bleak anti-war movie with demons both internal and external. It's as if Miyazaki has wedded his enchanting coming-of-age parable, Spirited Away, to his ferocious allegory of the end of nature, Princess Mononoke. The heroine is the timid and shy Sophie. She lives in a newly industrialized English town where enemy warplanes buzz overhead and demons roam the countryside. Sophie makes hats and fears she'll grow old behind her sewing machine. Even when she has a fantastical encounter with a dashing young man in which he whisks her through the air to escape some slithering shadow blobs in straw hats, she can't bring herself to get her hopes up. Then an immensely fat woman with chins under chins enters her shop. You'll recognize the fat woman's voice as Lauren Bacall's, while Sophie is the delightful Emily Mortimer.
I'm sorry, but the shop's closed now, ma'am.
What a tacky shop. I've never seen such tacky little hats. Yet you're by far the tackiest thing here.
The door was over here, ma'am.
Standing up to the wit of the waist, that's plucky. My regards to Howl.
The witch has cast a spell, turning Sophie into the withered crone she feared she'd become. So she trudges into the wild and hitches a ride with Howl's Moving Castle. It's an amazing, ramshackle vision, huge, with taloned feet, chimneys belching smoke, ladders and propellers and fins and portholes like eyes. It's studded all over with little houses. It's not alive, but it's infused with life by a fire demon called Calcifer. He's cursed to remain in a fireplace in the parlor of the dreamboat wizard Howl, who turns out to be the young man Sophie met in town. Of course, Howl doesn't recognize the 90-year-old woman, whose curse won't allow her to say who she really is. She goes to work as his housekeeper, or rather, moving castle keeper. Miyazaki's villains are often enemies of nature, and the focus of Howl's Moving Castle shifts from Sophie's curse to the war that's raging, with shark-like planes raining bombs on the countryside. The drama is in whether Howl, who behaves like a moody rock star, can pull himself together and use his magic to end the war. It turns out that his feelings have been muddled by a curse of his own. Everyone in this picture has a curse. The ins and outs of war are hard to follow, and it's tough to keep track of Howl's mood swings, which make parts of him deliquesce into green goo. But there's no mistaking the emotion that powers Miyazaki's imagery. As the once fearful Sophie finds the courage to draw Howl out of his despair, her features transform, now young, now old, now something tremulously in between. The English soundtrack is surprisingly soulful. It features Christian Bale as Howl, Gene Simmons as old Sophie, and the delicious Blythe Danner as the king's head sorceress. The one mistake is making Calcifer Billy Crystal. He tries to suppress his borscht belt inflections, but he's just too familiar for a tale this wondrously weird. Miyazaki's movies have a different tempo than the American animated features with vocals by the likes of Crystal and other jabbering showbiz personalities. Even with all the hairpin reversals, they're steady and contemplative. For all their outlandishness, they make us feel as if we're seeing deeper into reality. Miyazaki wants us to think, I dream, therefore I am.
David Edelstein is film critic for Slate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Ian Chillog directed the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bianculli.